Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The final push is on ahead of tomorrow's preliminary election that will narrow the field of candidates from 4 to 2 in the race for mayor of Boston. The incumbent Boston mayor, Thomas Menino, has been dogged in the election over everything from development to contracts negotiated with public unions to violence in the city. Menino has also taken hits on the quality of Boston public schools. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports on what the field of candidates are promising on the school's issue.
Sue Bright lives in Dorchester with her daughter and wife.
All right, you have a good day today, and I'll see you around 3, okay?
Bright has always voted for Mayor Menino. But that was before she tried to get her daughter into a public kindergarten through the lottery system.
We applied to our top 5 schools, and we didn't get any of them. Matter of fact, we were given a school that we hadn't even considered, but we did go and visit the school, and we didn't care for the school.
So she did something she never expected. She sent her daughter to private school. She's still shocked that there aren't better public schools in Boston.
I suppose if I had to blame somebody, I would blame the mayor. Our daughter's education is certainly primary to us. This particular mayor has been in office for a long time, and I don't see any great change taking place.
I think there has been progress. I think there has been some change in classrooms and schools.
You're listening to John Mudd. This is a guy who attends every school committee meeting and complains and pleads for the system to improve. So you'd expect him to be down on the mayor. But instead, he says Menino hasn't actually been that bad for schools.
There's less achievement gap at the fundamental failing level, you know.
That means fewer Black and Latino kids are failing standardized tests. He also thinks it's very important that Menino has added more pre-kindergarten classes in K-8 schools. But then again, he says,
we still have a core of the system that needs more radical transformation than we have seen in the last 16 years.
And it's this criticism that competitor Michael Flaherty has seized on to hammer on the mayor. Here he is at a Fox News debate.
Nothing bothers me more than hearing a story about another young family leaving our city in search of a quality education.
Flaherty and challenger Sam Yoon talk a lot about expanding charter schools. Yoon also wants voters to elect some of the school committee members and for universities to help out in classrooms.
And here's the goal, that in every neighborhood of the city of Boston, that there can be a quality school in that neighborhood that has enough seats for every parent in that neighborhood to be able to send their child to.
Menino's other challenger, businessman Kevin McCray, says the city should add more exam schools.
I will not cut the education budget the way it has been this year. I will visit each and every school in the school system over a period of 2 years. I'm going to find out what's going right, and we're going to find out what's going wrong.
All of this may sound good, but analysts like Robert Gaudet say that none of the challengers offer a lot of substance, and none of them sound ready to fix big problems like high dropout rates, chronically failing schools, and thousands of students fleeing the district.
I don't think the opponents have really articulated dramatic change type things.
Gaudet wants the 2 city councilors in the race to explain how they'll take on the unions to get things like longer school days. He says Boston politicians are too cozy with labor unions.
Boston teachers are the highest paid in the state. Their average salary is, I think, $71,000. It's pretty good. Is it high enough? Maybe not for a really good teacher, but it is the highest in the state. So I do think there's room to negotiate. You can go to the union and say, okay, you're getting the most money anywhere. Let's make some changes. I don't think that's been done enough.
Others, such as Samuel Hurtado, are also dissatisfied with the candidates challenging Menino. Hurtado organizes Latino parents in Boston. He says no one's talking enough about the growing number of kids learning English, called ELLs.
I think when you look at the populations in the Boston Public Schools, ELL should be a priority. A special education should be a priority. I think that a candidate should be delivering a specific plan for each of those populations.
School reform activist John Mudd thinks the challengers need to do more.
I believe the mayor is ready to support change, and I don't know that the other candidates aren't. I just haven't heard, you know, a lot of innovative ideas that would really bring about systemic change, you know, for all children in the school system.
As for Sue Bright in Dorchester, she's voting for Sam Yoon. She doesn't think any of Yoon's ideas on education are earth-shattering, but she's hoping a change of leadership will be enough. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.